I think I was scared of my success, which is a really crazy thing to admit. Because why would I be scared of doing well? Why would I not want what was best for my business? Welcome to Electric Biz Babe, the podcast for women who are building their empire online and manifesting their ultimate dream life. You'll learn what it takes to be successful in business, so you can experience freedom and total alignment with your soul purpose. By understanding energy and the magic within marketing, you can quantum leap and create incredible results fast. I'm Liz Roberta, author of the Hay House book, Living in Tune, and I'm going to help you become electric in your life and biz, so you can step into leadership and attract everything you desire at lightning speed. Hello, Electric Biz Babes. We have some very exciting news. I am just buzzing right now. I have just got out of the Facebook group for the Electric Biz Babes membership, and I've updated the artwork, which is one of those things where if you're not in it, and if you're not the creator, the leader of the membership, it's not going to be that exciting. But when you have invested in design, you're rebranding, when you see that vision coming to life, oh my goodness, it is exciting. And I wasn't going to do it today. I actually was going to do it in December. However, I've been working with a designer. She is doing a few different pieces for me in a few different sizes related to this project. And it came back today. And then I was reading about the 1st of November because we had Halloween just last night as I'm recording this. And this is actually a traditional festival, a Gaelic pagan festival, the 1st of November, called Samhain. And when I was reading about this traditional holiday, it's very much about the element of fire. And I include fire in everything. I have a candle burning right now. I'm obsessed with candles. My birth chart is like pretty much 100% fire. Like the vast majority of it is fire signs, particularly Aries and Leo. So I just connect with it so deeply. And as I understand the very core of what my soul blueprint is, my purpose here on earth, it's to ignite and activate people, to get people into alignment with their soul purpose so they can fly, so they can thrive, so they can light the world up. And so bringing all of this fiery branding into the membership and into my work in general just makes me feel so lit up. And another reason I love the fiery branding as well is because I'm all about being heart-led. And I work with heart-led entrepreneurs. I help people to live from their heart, run a business from their heart. And I want your heart to be on fire, to be so lit up. And I want you to infuse love in everything that you do. So this is what I infuse all of my work with. This feeling of being lit up, electric, warmth from the heart, fire, passion. And this next level of the membership, which has just changed from Sacred Sisters to the Electric Biz Babes membership, completely embodies that energy. So this is a total tangent just because it's a life update. I have literally just changed the Facebook group and then come to talk to you on here. So I'm just really excited about it. And it's not going to be opening again till December. But my goodness, I'm so excited for when it does, because already the energy has been lifting and the people that are coming in are just amazing. And I had quite a big launch last time as well with the number of people that did come in. So I just know when I start releasing this next level of the membership, the Electric Biz Babes membership instead of Sacred Sisters, I'm just so excited. I'm so, so excited and so lit up by it. So that's a little life update from me. Apart from that, we have just been loving Devon life. Summer got a little bit crazy. We had weddings, we had visitors, we were away for multiple weekends. And there was a period of like 5 or 6 weeks where we either had visitors or were away every single weekend. And it gets a bit much. So it's really nice that now we're in winter. No one wants to visit us in Devon and there's no weddings. So we're just really enjoying being grounded here. And I said this on an old podcast. I mean, we only finished traveling earlier in the year, which is so wild to me because it feels like lifetimes ago, but it was still this year when we were traveling. And I kept hearing the words, get grounded to grow, get grounded to grow. And I totally know why. I am going through such big shifts right now in my business specifically. So last year, which was a personal year five for me, I was traveling full time, doing ayahuasca, meeting people, doing light language healing ceremonies in Costa Rica, seeing whales and dolphins, and just having all of these incredible personal growth experiences. And yet this year, which is a sixth year for me, is about integrating those big personal shifts into my business. So while I'm definitely evolving and expanding and pushing past my limits, the big shifts that I'm experiencing now are in my business. And that's because I'm integrating the personal shifts that I had last year into my business. So I feel like this message is for someone, and that's why I'm talking about it, that they very much go hand in hand. And this is why I always say life and business. I'm a life and business coach, because your capacity to expand affects your business's capacity to expand. You are the core energy source for your business. So how big your vision is and how much belief you have and how much faith you have will determine how strong, powerful, and electric your business is. So the personal work is a massive piece of your business journey, and that's why I teach so much about the personal work. However, that also needs to be integrated in a tangible business way. So it works energetically, but there might also need to be tweaks in how you're running your programs. For example, are you doing too many calls in your program because you feel like you should do that, or you need to please other people? But actually, if you were being in your true power and you worked on your worthiness, you would do half the amount of calls. So previously, when I actually started the membership, I started with 3 calls a month, then we went up to 4 calls a month, and now we're at 2 live calls a month, and then I do a Q&A that I record a video to where I answer all of the questions. And that is so perfect. And it can take some trial and error, but actually what I found is that people prefer having those 2 calls because they're more likely to be able to keep up with that. Rather than having a call every week, like we did at one point, people actually preferred having the 2 calls because it's more manageable in their busy lives. And even if they can't come live, because we've got people in Australia and New Zealand and different time zones, even if they can't come live, they find it easier to catch up on the replays as well. So that is just another little aside message that maybe applies to you. Are you delivering too much or giving away too much because that's what someone else is doing? That's what you think you should do. You feel like you have to do that much to make it valuable. But really, if you are in your true power, how can you make it even more simple, even more clear? Because clarity is so powerful. Clarity gives you confidence and it creates a smoother, more direct path for energy to flow through. It's less scattered, so it's more powerful, more intense, more electric. You can feel it. So big shifts have been happening. And I hope you enjoyed the episode last week with Kelly. I know I did. If you haven't listened to it yet, then go and listen after this one. I wanted to expand on that conversation in this solo episode because a big realization that I had when I was birthing this rebrand and really struggling to focus on the element of fire, focus on Electric Biz Babe as a whole brand, which is the podcast, Electric Biz Babe's membership, my Biz Bootcamp, and then there's still Spiritual Coaching Academy, which is the same. And then above that, my Electric Biz one-to-one mentorship. So that is my whole business model. And on my new website, I'm actually going to take all of my other courses and masterclasses off the website. Now, that doesn't mean they won't be available. I might still put them on an offer. I might do them as bonuses because they're still incredible programs. But I'm just really focusing and really niching down to that core framework, which is very, very simple. And there is strength in simplicity. So having this model, this smooth flow upwards of the Electric Biz Babe podcast, the membership, the Biz Bootcamp, which is 3 months, and then the Electric Biz Mentorship, which is one-to-one, which can either be 4 weeks or 3 months or 6 months, there's a very clear flow for people to go through. And then I also have my coach certification program, which is still certified with the ACCPH, my 3-month Spiritual Coaching Academy certification as well. So you can have an electric biz that lights you up, and you can also get certified as a spiritual coach. And that's also my manifestation and energy healing program for spiritual growth and expansion. But let me tell you, it has not been easy to get to this point. So I totally understand if you are someone who has always been terrified of niching down, if getting specific scares you, if you're afraid that by turning some people off, you may not have enough for yourself and to sustain yourself. Because it's really scary when you have started from a scattered place, which, by the way, I think is very normal. I think it's part of the process. I always recommend naturally niching, which is just doing the things you want to do, and then niching from experience, how you feel, how well it works, etc. Rather than coming up with it all from your head, I think it's important to try these things out. So I definitely started with a very scattered approach, just trying all the things I wanted to try. And especially when you're a channel and a messenger like I am, you get given these assignments. You get given a book to write or a program to create. And like Kelly and I talked about, it doesn't mean they're meant to live forever. Some programs are only meant to serve 10 people or 20 people. So it's not that having different offers is bad, but I just knew for me, it was time to get even more streamlined and essentially have the same offer, but at different levels. So there's the free podcast, the low price membership, the 3-month bootcamp, and then the longer term one-to-one mentorship. So I just really was craving that simplicity. And the reason that I was so scared to actually do this and change the name of the podcast and my Sacred Sisters membership, and at the moment my 3-month bootcamp is called Spiritual Business Bootcamp, that's going to become Electric Biz Bootcamp, and just getting everything completely aligned, I think I was scared of my success, which is a really crazy thing to admit. Because why would I be scared of doing well? Why would I not want what was best for my business? And there was definitely an element of divine timing in all of this. There was an evening where this rebrand came through, and I've told the story previously of how Ali was away and I could not stop channeling for about 3 hours. And it just poured through me. I was told exactly what to do. And so there was definitely that element of the divine timing piece, but I'd always known deep down, and I'd always had this feeling that I needed to be more specific and I needed to be more narrow and I needed to focus in. And it would feel so frustrating because I'd look at other people who were so good at that and who were known for one thing. And even if they did have multiple programs, you didn't really notice because they were so clearly for one particular thing. And especially being an author, a big part of being an author is actually being a speaker. And when you're speaking, whether it's podcasts or on stage, you need to have a speaking topic. So you always essentially are delivering the same presentation. Like when you're doing a podcast interview, you're delivering the same interview again and again, essentially. And the same is true with speaking gigs. So you're known for one particular topic that you teach on and speak about. So it's really important that you hold a certain place in the industry and you get known for doing that one particular thing. Because narrowing down is how you make it to six-figure status, and it's how you make it on stage. If you want to get a book deal, this is what you're going to have to do as well. You're going to have to commit to something that you are willing to talk about and teach about for years. And all of your programs need to tie into this central theme. I see it as a red thread that kind of weaves through all of my programs and all of my offers to deliver a complete transformation. And the reason that I was resisting doing this is because I didn't have total clarity yet. And also what I realized is that I was actually scared of what that success would mean. But I think deep down, because I knew that it was in my best interest to niche, and because I was looking at people in the industry who had claimed a specific niche and who were speaking on really big stages and who were undeniably known for that one particular thing, I realized there was some self-sabotage in the way. And I was actually resisting narrowing down because of the expansion that would create, which doesn't make total logical sense. But there's always a contraction before an expansion. And in this case, we need to narrow down and focus, and then everything expands because of it. Because we have that recognition and people know what to come to us for. And even if it's not right now, in the future, they know that you're the person to go to. So if you're listening to this and you're like, well, this is great, Liz, but what about me? I still feel really cloudy. I still feel really fuzzy, even if I am self-sabotaging my success by resisting making my business simpler. Where do I begin? What do I do? And I gave this advice to someone in my mastermind the other day, and we aligned one of her offers, and she was trying to build her business online. And basically what we realized was that she was already doing in-person events for free. And so maybe the next step was actually to do paid in-person events and workshops. And she sat with it and she came back into the group and said, this is it. This is right. And I said, it doesn't always have to be so complicated. It's just an extension of what you're already doing right now. So often it's just about focusing in on something that you're already doing and talking about that one thing more. Often it's not something completely different. It can just be the packaging around it and your focus and owning and claiming what you're already doing at a whole new level. So it doesn't have to be something totally different. You don't have to overwhelm yourself by thinking that you need to start an entirely new business with entirely new programs, because that's definitely not the case. But if you are struggling to niche and focus down, then what is that red common thread that I talked about, which weaves through all of your programs and all of your offers? What is the common theme? And I mentioned at the beginning how for me, I've really realized that my sole purpose, what I'm here to do, what I always do naturally, is ignite people, activate them, get them into alignment. And so I can see it. I can see it visually, and I've had other people see it as well. In their mind's eye, it's just like a flame. You move them into alignment, you light up their soul, and then they get lit up and they become electric. So I'm just focusing all of my business around my soul purpose. And of course, I have my book, Living in Tune. If you're just completely stuck on what your purpose is, it's a practical guide to find your purpose by activating your intuition and following your intuition to find who you are and what you love. So definitely recommend my book, Living in Tune, if you don't have that already. That will help, because that's going to bring your attention to things like what you're naturally good at, what kind of feedback you get from people, what gifts you give the world, what you do without even trying, what's effortless for you, what your passions are. And so the more you can understand yourself and your soul blueprint, the easier it's going to be for you to cut out the noise and just zoom in on who you already are and what you already love to do and what you're already the best at. So how can you trim the fat today? How can you focus even more in your business and distill it down to your one core purpose, your reason for being, the biggest impact that you can have in the world, the legacy that you're here to leave? Because the clearer you can be on that, the simpler you can make your business. And when you're so sure of the offers that you have, you will be 100% behind them. And as I talked about in the Biz Burst just before this episode, confidence is the most important thing when it comes to selling. It's interesting. I have been feeling the flow of this podcast, and I didn't have it with Spiritual Success, but I'm definitely having it with this version of the podcast, Electric Biz Babe. And it also happened in the membership as well, where I started to feel this flow. And with this podcast, I'm feeling this flow from episode to episode. One weaves into the next. They all fit together like a tapestry. The order is intentional. And it's not that I'm sitting there and coming up with them from my head. They drop in, they flow in. they form this kind of natural order where it makes perfect sense to listen to one after the other after the other. It's a progression. So it's very, very important to be confident in your offers. And as I said, you can listen to the previous episode, which was a biz burst, a short episode about having confidence selling. And then the previous episode before that with Kelly, which is about nailing your niche when you're totally unwilling to do so. As I say, nailing your niche, I've actually got that phrase from my biz bootcamp, my 3-month biz bootcamp, which has a whole training on nailing your niche. So definitely recommend that. That will be opening again in 2024. I do have spaces for my 1-to-1 electric biz mentorship open now. And there are different options available for this. So there's a 4-week option where we work together for 4 weeks, we can work together for 3 months, or we can work together for 6 months, and you get different extra bonuses with that as well. You get various programs included. So it could be Money Medicine, Spiritual Coaching Academy, Spiritual Business Bootcamp, depending on which level you come into the mentorship at. So if you have any questions or you feel called to having 1-to-1 support, then send me a DM on Instagram. I will give you the info and the link to the application because we'll be working together really closely. So I'm really excited to support people with this new offer. I am feeling so lit up about the end of this year. I can't even tell you. And I hope this episode has helped. Now, it may need to drop in. It may need to sink in. You may find that tomorrow you get clarity. It may be tonight you get a lightning bolt of inspiration. This is what happens. Okay, so even if you don't finish this episode with clarity, it will drop in. By you listening, a portal has been opened. You have set the intention, asked the question. So it will come to you. It will be revealed. It will get clearer. And that activation will happen. So please let me know how that comes true for you. I want to hear what clarity you get. I want to hear you being lit up about your soul purpose and your business and your brand. This lights me up. So I would love to hear what is lighting you up as well. Send me a DM on Instagram at I'm Liz Roberta if you've listened to this episode. If you enjoyed it, then leaving a review on your podcast app is also super helpful. And there will be another episode next week, next Wednesday. And I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye for now. If you're looking for your next step towards your next level, head to the link under this episode where you can download a free course on how to build your soul-aligned empire. If you love mastering energetics and manifestation alongside the tangible, practical business pieces, this is for you. If you're enjoying this podcast, reviews really help. And hit subscribe so you see when new episodes come out each week. I'll see you next time on the Electric Biz Babe podcast.